the rest of the story. British Field Marshal Edmund Henry Hyndman Allenby was something else. To warfare, it was Allenby who first added the element of surprise. And his classic demonstration of this military art came during World War I. He was commanding the Egyptian Expeditionary Force in Palestine, and of all of the evidence cited by historians to confirm his genius, no single example is more convincing than his conquest of Mishmash. And you know, he doesn't deserve credit for it. Lloyd George wanted Jerusalem for Christmas. But first, Allenby had to take Gaza from the Turks, and then he had to get past the heavily fortified village of Mishmash. His forces were outnumbered. The geographical approaches were terrifying. History told Allenby that all warriors before him, Assyrian and Roman and Crusader, all of them had failed to breach those rugged western passes. Well, the general sat alone in his tent. He sketched, discarded a dozen plans of attack. He mused over the unlikely name of this key Turk-held town, Mishmash. There were no detailed maps of the hill country, and that was frustrating. And the strange-sounding name, Mishmash, kept forcing itself to the foreground of his contemplation. What was the name of that village trying to tell him? Why did he have such an eerie feeling that somehow, sometime, he'd lived through this same experience before? Well, now it's midnight. Allenby's brain is weary from hours of futile calculation. He left the table, blew out the lantern light, stretched out, still fully dressed, on his cot. Was it possible that he'd been here before? In some other life, perhaps? Or was it just that he'd read that name in the histories of previous military campaigns in the area? Uh-oh, that was it. In an instant, Allenby was off his cot, had relit his light, had sought out the limited library which traveled with him, and he found the book. And he found the name, and sure enough, the same situation had confronted another military commander in this same place, and the attacking force, in this historical instance, had, like his own, been outnumbered, and yet had won. Eagerly, the general pored over the previous account for some clues as to how. The garrison at Mishmash covered its approaches then, as now, from three heights, mostly to cover its backside, never dreaming that their enemies would consider a frontal assault. And yet in this previous campaign, the attacking force had ignored logistics, had stripped to essentials, had literally crawled on hands and knees up the craggy slopes to and then through the exposed pass. What a bold decision, Allenby thought. And yet this was precisely what this precedent situation called for, and it was in a book to which he had always looked for reliable instruction. So he summoned his field commanders to his tent. He gave them the battle plan, copied verbatim from the diary of the previous campaign, and it worked again. Allenby's allied troops cut off the Turks, took the town of Mishmash, and went on from there to capture Jerusalem by December 9. Lloyd George had what he wanted for Christmas. And the conquest had been accomplished where so many others had failed, by following precisely the experience of one previous military commander who had not failed. The other commander, the other outnumbered armies which had taken that same strategic village of Mishmash 3,000 years before. For you see, the strategy which Allenby imitated was precisely that of a commander named Jonathan, to the last detail, as described in the 13th and 14th chapters of the book of 1 Samuel in the Holy Bible. And now you know the rest of the story.